Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you're in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. Hello, everyone. And what you're going to hear in today's session is session one of two with Dave Borden. And Dave was nice enough to come into town to sit with me and go over a couple things on what they suggest on marketing. Lots of good content in here. Going to get down and dirty as far as websites, URLs, things of that nature. And again, this is a two-part episode. So here we go with part one. And Dave, thanks for joining us here for another Property Management Mastermind Show episode. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brad. I didn't realize we were going to be videoing this. There's got two faces for radio.
But that's okay, man. I have a face for radio, like you do.
Yeah, that's what I said, both of us. Yeah.
Thanks for coming into town today. It's going to be a good conversation. So you and I have so much to talk about because we have a long history of working together. We have a lot of similar backgrounds between us. And what you bring to the property management industry as a whole has been impressive as a vendor. And you have some history of being a PM, but you also support PMs in the biggest way possible. And that's what we want to talk about here. And this episode, we want to call it the must-haves.
Okay.
Is that a good title?
That's perfect. Yeah.
Great. So say hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome.
I appreciate you having me in. I'm in from Colorado, in between Denver and Colorado Springs. And I'm here with Brad because he's literally the poster child for property management marketing.
Thanks. Is this time for a hug? No, yeah, get away from me.
We're not going to do that. But, you know,
I apologize for the weather, by the way. I mean, I know you came from what, sunny 75 in Colorado Springs?
Well, believe it or not, it was 99 in Denver yesterday.
So it's no change.
But it's cooler today. Yeah. So we're back to normal, but we have had some pretty unseasonably hot weather. But.
Yeah. Welcome to South Texas where we have, you know, 98, 100 degrees a day.
Yep.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah. I'm here with Brad. Like I said, Brad is the poster child, and we have over 1,000 customers.
Let's back up a bit. We told them a little bit about what you do in the intro.
Okay.
So let's give me your version of what you do. And so everybody kind of hears the whole story.
Our company's property manager websites, which we have a few business lines within there under our main brand, Kohva, which is kohva.com. It was a five-letter URL that was available. So nothing special about the name.
Okay.
So property manager websites is our core business. We build websites for property management companies like yours, and we help them with their design, marketing. We help them attract and convert investors into customers, which is ultimately the lifeline of a property management company, is the accounts that they manage and the fees that they charge for doing what they do.
Yep.
And we do a very good job of that. We have, like I said, 1,000 customers. We've had about 30 cancellations in our lifetime. And most of those are from, you know, companies buying other companies or merging. There's just, you know, a handful of people have just said, we don't like you anymore and moved on. But, you know, that's a pretty low drop rate for that many people.
That's national, 1,000 national?
Yep, 1,000 national companies, which represents 300,000 to 400,000 units under management from our customers. Yeah.
That's a big customer base. So if anybody has the pulse on the industry, I'd say it'd be you and your team.
I think so. I think we're well qualified to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
As are you.
And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I can't think of a better person that has kind of their hand on everything going on. And look how many people you're in touch with. Over 1,000 management companies. That's a lot. So this is going to be great because we want to talk about the must-haves of property management. And we were starting to do a list, and you're like going on and on. I'm like, wait, time out. Let's get this going.
Yeah, we started prepping for the podcast. We decided to just go ahead and jump in.
Talk about it, have a conversation.
Perfect.
So a lot of the folks know what the conversation that we're doing stemmed from. It stems from the NARPM community, where I started to call my fellow compadres and we just talk about management stuff. This is what we're doing here. And so the first one of the six must-haves we talked about, we don't have a list. We don't have a number list.
Right.
But we do have a list of must-haves. So let's right. kick off one of them.
And one more thing back from my background, the talk about NARPM is, you know, we were, a previous company I had was RentClix. And what we did there is we helped property managers figure out how to attract tenants to their properties. And at the time, it was a very difficult rental market. Mm-hmm. So we took that same discipline and applied it to the business that we're doing now to help them attract new investor owners for their management accounts. So before I put together a must-have list for anybody, the first question is going to be, what's the goal of your business? And that's going to vary drastically depending on the company. You know, a company like Brad will take, if he can get 100 new accounts per month, he'll take them, he'll sign them up, he'll sell it and figure out how to manage it later. You know, there's and then there's some companies that maybe they only want 5 or 10. Some companies just don't want to go backwards. You know, some people are very happy with the income that they have, the amount of work that they have, the balance in their life. So every single company has a different growth goal. It all depends, you know, basically on how many units you want to add. But there are some essentials for pretty much every property management company, you know, and it's going to sound a little self-serving because I own a company that does websites. But I mean, I think everyone will agree that you have to have a website.
Well, this is why people are going to listen to this, because they want to know what you guys offer, kind of how it works without necessarily having to call you.
Right. And you know, to do a sales pitch is, you know, I'll let the 1,000 customers we have, most of the largest companies in the industry as well, and you just, you know, speak for itself that we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. When an investor is searching for someone to manage a rental property, they have a few reasons for doing that. Maybe very rarely it's a first-time person who's just bought their first property and wants a manager. Usually, you know, it's somebody who's having trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't reach out for property management when they have an awesome tenant who's paying their rent and taking great care of their property. It usually happens when one of the million things that a property manager does is not happening for that investor. You know, they're not paying their rent. They're not watering the lawn. They're, you know, they've moved in people that weren't on their lease, or they don't know how to find it, whatever the case might be. That's when they go out and they start looking for somebody that's a professional to help them take care of this nightmare now that they have to do that. And the way they do that is they search. And there's a couple elements that have to happen there. Number one, you have to get found. And number two, when they do find you, they have to like what they see. Mm-hmm. So if you have a website that doesn't look nice, because when a person does a search and they find 10 people on that front page or the second page or wherever they go, they don't know you from anybody else. I mean, there are some reviews there, but if they click on a site and they look at it and it doesn't look good, then that's the only exposure they've had to you so far is, hey, here's our website, looks terrible, next. So you got to have a great design, and then it has to be built structurally sound in order to give you that foundation to actually compete to be found. So you have to get both of those elements in place if you actually want to get business online. You have to get found, whether it's organically through some efforts that we're going to talk about more, or pay for search, which, you know, is great. But, you know, the paid part of the website, the paid part of a search results page gets clicked on significantly less than the organic part.
And it kind of throws money out the door if you don't have a way to capture the leads.
That's right.
Inside your website after they go to the pay-per-click means. So pay-per-click campaigns can work, but darn it, you got to capture a lead. Otherwise, you're just throwing money out.
Well, and they do work until you stop paying for it.
Yeah.
And then they don't work. Whereas organic SEO lasts forever if you maintain it and stick with it.
Correct.
But there is a cost for each of that. So, but the point is, you got to be found and they have to like what they see. If you don't have both of those elements, you're not going to get hired.
Yeah.
So
a lot of the folks will ask the first big question is how, right? Everyone wants to know how.
Look, for our company in particular, we have 16 people that are experts at what they do. You know, there are some places out there where you can go out and get a free website. You know, there's Wix and there's GoDaddy's a few bucks a month. Mm-hmm. And you better have, I am not the website guy at my company. And I have gone into some of those Squarespaces or Wix and tried to set up a website. I'm not very good at it. You know, I have great guys that I work with that know how to do all that stuff and they're professionals at it. So if you're a property manager and you're really trying to figure out how to go and build and host and maintain your own website, you're going to be spending a significant amount of time doing that instead of going out and getting new properties.
Right.
And, you know, so if for a company like ours or even some of our competitors out there, the benefit needs to be that we can do it a lot better than you can for what we charge you. You know, if we our rate's $129 a month. So if we're not giving you that much in value, then go do it yourself or hire somebody else. Absolutely. That's what I would do if it was my ROI. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we think that we can give you $129 worth of value to maintain and take care of your website. When you have an issue, you email it to us and we take care of it. But you can always go do that on your own. But you better know what you're doing structurally, you know, how to structure your URLs, how to tag your photos, yeah. how to do all your descriptions, you know, how to lay out your content in a manner that people are going to click through and look at it. Because mm-hmm. there's certain, you know, there's three elements that go into SEO. You've got relevance, which if you're a property management company in your market, you're relevant. Even if you have five properties or 5,000 properties, you're still relevant for that because that's what you do. Then there's usage data, which is basically what happens when someone gets to your site. Do you have 10,000 visitors a month or do you have 10? Do those visitors look at 20 pages or one or two and then leave? Do they spend 30 seconds on your site or do they spend an hour? All of those factors go into your usage data, and the way you build your site is going to very much affect how well you perform for that category. And then finally, there's domain authority, which is what does the rest of the internet and the search engines think of your site? How many YouTube views do you have? How many incoming links do you have? What does your Facebook page do? So a lot of it, how good is your Google business page? Those are factors that the three major factors that go into a search result. When someone types in a term looking for a property manager and they get that list, those three factors are what Google looks at when they determine who shows up there.
The first and the third thing you mentioned does tie into usage a lot. I mean, the relevance is going to be basically a side effect of the usage, correct?
Well, relevance is, is your company actually relevant for the term that somebody searched?
Okay.
So in your case, San Antonio Property Management, do you manage properties in San Antonio? Yes, you do. Now, there are differing levels of relevance. If two companies actually do property management, they're probably equally relevant. But in Google's eyes, the way you show how relevant you are matters. So if I put five or six words that say, hey, I do property management, that's slightly relevant.
Yeah. So that's going to be in their title of their business or even the URL or website that they grab onto. Usage will be another one. We all really want to hone in on that because you mentioned Google Plus. You mentioned a couple of things in the third point, which was content, right?
Yeah, domain, yeah.
Domain, you know, relevancy. That goes back to usage. So let's maybe dive into some of those a little bit deeper.
Perfect.
Because we have some time.
We've got all night.
Exactly. I want to really go, what's the top of those that's just like burning that you want to talk about? I mean, to get usage, we talk videos, we talk Google Plus, we talk Yelp, we talk all kinds of different things that can go into it. What's the burning one that we need to be aware of?
For which category? Usage data?
Yeah.
You know, if I had to pick one, and like I said, we go back to what's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because usage data is relevant to get you ranked in the first or second or third page.
Right.
It's usage data.
Again, but like I said, when you talk about the goal, and I like to take a measured approach to doing things online because everything you do has a cost, either mm-hmm. time or money. Okay. So I always like to start with having a structurally sound, beautifully designed website that converts and a Google business page. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that is going to be enough to achieve your goal. If your goal is only to get two or three properties a month and you can get away with building a site and a Google business page,
because a lot of
good for you.
You know, a lot of people think of the real estate site, the website, as just basically an online business card. You know,
exactly.
Whether they're found, they don't really care.
Right.
And if it looks good, that's all they really care about. And they can reference all the referrals they're getting because a lot of folks hone in on getting referrals versus getting out of the blue business from the website.
Sure. And obviously a referral is going to be a great source of business.
Completely.
And but if somebody refers somebody to you and you send them to your ugly website,
right, that's my
then
point.
You stand a good chance of losing that
correct.
Referral.
Correct. Because they will check you out. Referrals will check out your online reviews. Referrals will still check out your website. It doesn't mean that.
That's right. They're not just going to hire you because their buddy said
exactly.
He's great.
Well said.
So again, I like to take a measured approach to achieving your goal. If your goal is to get 100 new units a month in a competitive market like San Antonio, you've got to do everything. If your goal is to get 3 new units a month in Killeen, Texas, maybe, then you might be able to get away with a Google business page and a great website. And because it's not as hard to get found in Killeen as it is in San Antonio.
And any healthy business is going to have to replace losses.
That's correct.
I think a good figure to use is 15%. We mentioned that before the show, because 10% could be a good year. 20% could be a bad year. Last year, for example, we lost 20%.
Sales market's awesome. And sales market's hot.
So I use 15% in engaging. So if you have 100 homes, that's 15 homes a year
that you need to replace. Yeah, that's over one a month.
Exactly. You need almost two a month you got to get just to keep where you are at 100
homes. And if you're at 1,000,
then you need to replace,
what, 18 a month or something like that.
Math gets a lot worse at that point.
That's bad math, by the way. But so again, back to what's the goal. If you're in a small market, you might be able to get away with certain portions, but you want to have a great website with a Google business page. If that doesn't get you where you need to be, then you're going to have to start doing a social media strategy, you know, a basic level strategy. If that doesn't get you where you want to be, you're going to have to do a content marketing strategy with video. And then if that doesn't get you where you want to be, then you're going to have to do all those things I just mentioned, and you're going to have to do some integrations with your listings and with your data. And again,
let's talk a couple things there. I know about videos. I'm pretty good with that. Videos, there's so many good things about video. I mean,
all three of those categories, relevance, usage data, domain authority, video lifts them all.
They'll knock them out of the park with that. Just do videos, film everything. I always tell people this, film your frequently asked questions, film your move-ins, film your walkouts, film your, you know, newsletters. I mean, there's a list of 10 things I'd recommend folks that they just film everything.
Sure.
Get on the video and start talking, or hire somebody to do it. If you can't do it, go write a script and have somebody on Fiverr do it.
Yeah, have somebody that, if you look horrible on video, then hire someone else to do your video.
Yeah, you can get videos done on Fiverr for $50. I mean, it's amazing. The other thing I wanted to ask about is stuff I don't know about. This is going to be like, please educate me.
Okay.
Is there anything that you can tell us about Facebook and social media?
Okay.
Yeah. And that would be really kind of something that we can use, because I think everyone sort of gets the Google Plus page. That ties into YouTube.
Well, you're going to get reviews there.
Correct.
And remember, that's Google's attempt to replace the Yellow Pages, which, by the way, they've done. I don't know when the last time anybody on this podcast used a Yellow Page.
I agree.
I got one a couple of weeks ago, and it was about this big. It used to be this big. Mm-hmm. And my kids, 12 and 13, said, "Dad, what's that?" So that's where the Yellow Pages are.
Yeah, the Google Plus page is easy because it's an easy thing to set up. The struggling point I have, real basic with you, is Facebook. I just cannot figure out.
Perfect.
I mean, and I even sent my business development guy, Brian, who you met, I sent him to the social media marketing conference in San Diego. And he said he learned a couple things. But, you know, I want to hear if there's any sort of stuff that can be transferred to the audience for what they could pick up on Facebook.
Absolutely. So, again, it's a progression. Because like I said, if you're in a small market and your goal is to add three properties, you don't need to go out there and do everything, okay? But you do need to do a website, a Google business page. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not meeting your goal, I would recommend a basic social media strategy, which includes Facebook. It includes a Facebook page, a YouTube channel, a Twitter account, maybe a LinkedIn. And, you know, to answer your specific Facebook question, okay, do not use your personal Facebook, obviously. You want to create a Facebook business page. And you can like it from your personal page, and you can ask all your friends to like it. You can even pay Facebook to have people like it, you know, to go out and find it and like it. And those are social signals that we'll talk about. But to use your Facebook page effectively, you always have to make sure that you're referencing your website every time.
Okay.
So again, the website is the structure. It's the foundation for everything else that you do. Mm-hmm. And all your content should originate on your website, and then it's referenced on your social media.
Oh, so you link it in Facebook.
Absolutely. So let's take Facebook for an example. There's a basic strategy, okay, where people are, what do I put on my Facebook? And like I said, it's got to be your business page, and it always has to contain a link back to your website. Mm-hmm. But you can do anything on there. If somebody has a work anniversary, hey, today's so-and-so's five-year work anniversary with Larson Properties.
Yeah.
You know, you put that on there, you get six or seven likes, and you have a link back to your website. Why does that matter? It doesn't really matter to me and you, but it matters to Google.
Yeah.
Because Google looks at a business. Google can't look at a personal Facebook page, but they look at business pages and they see how much interaction there is with your business page.
Explain to me the boosting technique.
Okay.
Can you kind of paraphrase that for
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. So any post that you put on Facebook, you can boost. You can pay money to have it boosted.
Okay.
And what that does is it basically puts it into the feed of friends and friends of friends, and it gets more traction. It gets put in front of more people, and then they can come back and interact with it. Maybe they put a comment, maybe they like it, maybe they share it. Mm-hmm. So again, that's not necessarily important from a giving, you know, like a business perspective,
right.
But Google measures that. That's part of your domain authority, is what's going on with your social signals. So if you get 15, 20, 50, 100 likes on a photo that you put up for somebody's work anniversary, that translates directly to domain authority for your website. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always want you to link back to it. And the same thing, if you put up a post that gets a lot of comments, you know, it can be anything that goes on in your business, and especially your properties. You know, put the properties on your Facebook page and reference it back to where it is on your website.
Really?
Because people will interact, especially if you do the video. If you do a video, put it on your page. You know, I know of property managers that have put property videos on their Facebook page and gotten over 1,000 views.
Wow.
And again, it's not necessarily important to you from a physical business perspective, but to Google, who's a search engine who determines who shows up in those search results, all of those factors count. How many views, how many likes, how many posts and interaction there is going on with mm-hmm. all of those posts, how many shares. And
that's impressive because, you know, to me, Facebook has been a life-sucking venture that I've had to like wean myself off of a couple of years ago because I spent every waking moment on my phone or the desktop just scrolling through nothings.
Well,
so I actually got away from it.
You do have to have a personal account, or somebody does, in order to manage your business account.
What you said just a second ago fascinates me. So you really think putting the homes on the Facebook has some good value to it?
If there's interaction to it, there's no point of putting any content anywhere if it's not interesting and nobody's going to interact with it. Okay. So if some pages have more popularity than others. So if you put a video on a page that nobody ever interacts with, it's probably not going to help you very much.
Some people got to get creative a little bit.
Well, and you know, Facebook, they have a program where you can pay for likes.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily.
And I'm not, that. Okay, it's totally legit though. And Google sees it as total white hat SEO. It's kind of like, and where that goes is if you pay for likes, and I think it generally costs between 50 cents and a dollar for every single like that you get, which may not be a great investment. But when you put content out there, if you've paid for 1,000 people, let's say, to like your site, it gets into their feeds and it gives you them more opportunity to like and share. And then all of that stuff that Google does like to see. So I think it sounds a little bit shady that you can pay for people to like your website.
Initially, yeah.
But you know, it's totally legit. And,
wow.
And Google counts that as the interaction with your posts as domain authority.
Well, let's take a quick break. Today's show has been sponsored by Virtually Incredible, providing tenant screening services, call center services, and video production services to property managers. You may also visit them at virtuallyincredible.com. And we're back. Thanks for taking a quick break with us. Dave, we were talking about Facebook likes. Tell me that again.
What do you want to know?
That I'm just so freaked out that you can buy likes. It's amazing. And it's legit.
You can buy likes. You also asked about boosting.
Yes.
Where if you pay 20, 30 bucks to boost a post, and you can, any property management company can do that for anything.
Now, and to give you a story, we did do that.
Yeah.
So we made a cutesy pootsy little video with Daisy. We strapped a GoPro to Daisy, my dog, and had her run around the office with her GoPro on. And Brian made a cool video, my business development guy. And we put that on Facebook and boosted it. I think it got over 1,200 or 1,500 views. I mean, it was a pretty decent little thing.
Perfect execution of non-relevant stuff that increases your domain authority.
Right. And the cutesy pootsy stuff, I think that's even more popular than the homes, but I can see the validity in the homes being routine and going up all the time. That's something I don't know. We'll have to look at, but that's for
business pages. But I prefer, I mean, it's easy to do if you have the right system. So yes, I mean, I would do the properties too, but even better is the Daisy stuff, the work anniversaries, the wedding anniversaries, the employees having children, that kind of stuff is what people, I went to the Virgin Islands, and I went to Joost Van Dyke, and it was around Christmas time, and they had this basically dead little Christmas tree. And there was a little local boy that was there, and I took a picture with him and put it on our business page, and it got four times more interaction and likes than anything relevant to our business that we've ever posted.
Isn't that the oddest thing? That's the point I'm trying to make, is the offshoot stuff that you would think would never anybody would care about gets more attention than anything else.
And to emphasize the video part before we move on, you're going to get, as a property management company, your number one section of your website is probably going to be your properties for rent section. And because there's way more tenants searching for property than there are owners searching for property managers. So you're just going to get more views that way, more interaction with something that is really interesting to someone who's looking for a house than the investor stuff.
What are some of the other must-haves you think we have?
All right. So one of the reasons I came down here is because, like I said, I'm not just saying it because I'm here. Brad really is the poster child for property management marketing. I mean, he looks a lot like me. So, that's not really a compliment to me, but he really does everything right. He's very aggressive. Okay. And when I talk to people about setting a goal, Brad's goal is give me more. So, you know, and I will, you know, full disclosure, we have a product called an advanced marketing platform. And I said, well, you need to try it. And unfortunately, Brad isn't even one of our website customers, but we were able to put the advanced marketing platform into his website. And I mean, by a very wide margin, Brad gets significantly more usage out of this product than most of our other customers do. So the advanced marketing platform is a system that takes the existing lead volume that you get and basically amplifies it. So the most common strategy for property managers to attract new business is to obviously build a website, but also to build specific landing pages for the markets that they're looking to add business in. So in San Antonio, you're obviously going to go for the main market, which is San Antonio, but you're going to have smaller markets within there, Bernie, Alamo Heights, smaller cities that are also going to get traffic. And what we do is when people visit those pages, you know, most property management companies have a page, or actually most of them that are not our customers don't, but you have a landing page that has contact information in a form that you can fill out if you're really interested in hiring that property manager. Okay, and those are awesome leads, awesome phone calls, and they're fantastic. But it's also a very small percentage of the people that visit that page. There's a process that goes into hiring a property manager. Like I said, some people don't know they need a property manager yet. Some people, maybe they just got orders, you know, in San Antonio, in any other military town. I get orders. I'm not moving for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, but that's when I start my search. I'm not ready to contact you yet, though. So the advanced marketing platform is a way for us to capture a greater percentage of the visitors on that page at an earlier stage of their search. We send them with it, basically instead of just saying, hey, hire us now, we're ready for your business and your money. We say, hey, here's something of value, a free rental analysis, to help you with your decision on whether maybe they haven't decided if they want to rent yet. Maybe they want to sell. The ultimate thing is when they do make that decision, you want your company to be the one that they contact.
Yeah. Let me kind of add some 2 cents there. So if you're in San Antonio right now listening to this, stop listening. It's not going to help you. So everyone in San Antonio, turn this off.
Yeah.
The rest of the world, hear me now. The automated free market estimate that Dave is talking about is the coolest thing since bleep, 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 bleep. It is the coolest thing ever. I'm telling you, it's our lead count, no kidding, has doubled.
And more importantly, your conversion.
Conversion rate has gone through the roof. And let me tell you how this works. It's super cool. So super cool. Somebody puts a widget on your site or
it's
using
a widget.
It's a widget. And they put it into your site and the free market rent site. I'm sorry, what's the?
It's a free rental analysis.
Call it the automated free market estimate. We call it a free market estimate. He calls it analysis. But essentially somebody can go in and leave their address and they're going to get a return free market estimate, a rental analysis within 5 minutes of putting in their address.
Yep, we're usually within a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, ours are 4 to 5 minutes, 3 minutes. I've seen a couple in 2 minutes, but within 5 minutes, it's never been past that. They're putting in their address, they're putting in their email, they're putting in their phone number, and they're putting in that's basically it, really, well, their name.
I think square footage, beds, baths, that footage, kind of stuff.
Bass, and then immediately getting a 2-page report back, kind of showing them where their home would be on the spectrum, which is the biggest thing we're seeing. And you talked to Brian here a little bit ago, my business development guy. He said, what's this automated free market estimate doing for you? And the first thing he says, well, when I come in Monday, I don't have to do 10 free market estimates for people. I'm starting to call people. Because it's already done.
Instead of spending half a day doing the analysis, it's already done. He just starts making his phone calls.
And that's where you're getting the conversion from. And I skipped over some of this part.
So yeah,
we talked about postcards.
Well, so there's three parts to it.
Yeah.
We obviously track and record all of your phone calls. So if you do have a business development manager, you can go and listen to the call and see if they're doing a good job or not. And you can
also- Which is key for training, because I always tell people, when you hire a business development guy, just monitor them like a hog for the first 90 days, 6 months, until they kind of get their feet going, because you're putting out salary, you're putting out commissions, and you want to make sure they're telling people the right things. That's a great way to do it.
But it's also balance. Now they also know that they're being recorded every time.
Yes.
Which, you know, you want, I mean, everyone has good days and bad days. That's going to very much reduce the bad days. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. We also do, like Brad mentioned, the postcard. So there's two steps. You identify the address, you type in the address, I want to know what my property is going to rent for. And we capture that. And then there's step two. Now, before we go to step two, though, what we've done is we've already captured the address. So we know that that property is in play for rent, and it may be next month, it may be 6 months from now. But as a realtor in your market, you have the ability to go into county records and see. So even if they don't fill out step two, you already know that that property's in play for rent. And you know, and we automatically send out a branded postcard with your company information on it, even if they don't fill out step two. So they're going to get something. And now, I'm not a big fan of direct mail, or it's not very effective. You're going to have a 1-2% response rate if you send out a blind package of postcards. Mm-hmm. With direct mail, though, if they've visited your website already, that response rate goes up to 5-10%. So if you're sending out a couple hundred postcards a month, a 5-10% response rate on there is going to result in some additional properties.
Yeah, for the minor cost you incur with that.
Sure, it's less than a dollar per postcard.
Right, so it's really not overwhelming, because you break it down to the numbers. If you send out $100 worth of postcards and you get one more lead to come back
to
you, well worth it, times 10.
Exactly, and you know, and then if they do fill out step two, they get the full rental analysis, which we use RentRange for. Mm-hmm. And you know, we can put this widget on any website. And now, I will caveat that if your website is not getting any traffic or any leads, it's a complete waste of money.
Yeah, right.
Because what it does is it exposes your company to more opportunities and a higher conversion rate of the ones that you get. But if you're not getting anything, then there's no exponential multiplication there. It doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
But if you're already getting leads, it's going to make it's going to give you more opportunities. It's going to give you a higher conversion. And not only that, but if they have that analysis in hand, you look like an expert, it's branded for your company, and it looks like you spent hours doing something, it really warms up the phone call.
It super does.
So,
because people want, everybody's the instant coffee, their instant, you know, drive through. Everybody wants things now. And for you to provide that service to them in an accurate, I think they're pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, they're real accurate. Good data. Well,
and hey, the fact of the matter is, with property, you know better than I do. You could have two houses right next door to each other that are exactly the same. If one of them's all fresh and awesome and just remodeled and the other one's been sitting there for 20 years, you may have a $600 or $700 difference in rent there. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty darn accurate.
And let's say they're not.
But that also gives you an opportunity on the phone call to be like, hey, I've got to be there. I got to see the property to let you know exactly what it's worth. There's going to be some variance there.
And opposite of that, here's what we've seen. This is real world experience. The ones that are slightly off, potentially, the owners are still wanting to talk to us to tell us that we're slightly off.
Sure.
And they say, well, you didn't mention that I had gold toilets, and you forgot about the Olympic size swimming pool.
Yeah.
You know, well, okay, well, that didn't show up on the records, but yeah, that's definitely taken into account. So that estimate is going to be off by X dollars. Let's adjust it.
The bottom line is you're on the phone with them.
Totally.
And
that's my point.
And they're talking to you about their property. Mm-hmm. And you can say, hey, I also manage 5 other properties in that area, so I know the market, and I'm going to be able to tell you exactly what it'll rent for if I can see it.
Yep.
And then once you're there and you've done all that, you know, so anyway, before we turn this into too much of a sales pitch, let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, you don't have to give me any numbers unless you want to.
Okay.
But last year you locked down X number of properties without this product. Right. And this year you locked down what?
Well, we'll give you some numbers. I'm a full disclosure guy. And, you know, last year we signed up 220 properties. And this year we've signed up 175 to date. And it is June 22nd.
Yeah, but you've only been using the advanced marketing
platform. That's where I was going. Okay. I've only been using the advanced marketing platform for, call it 60 days.
I think it's been, this will be your second full month. Full month of May, and this will be your full month of June.
Yeah. So almost 60 days. And I can tell you the lead count has gone through the roof. So that's why everybody in San Antonio, turn the podcast off now. Forget about what you're hearing. If I had one of those flashing things from Men in Black, I would flash everybody after this podcast in San Antonio. But for the rest of people out there,
you can call me if you want.
Just call Dave. But I'm loving it. I really think it's great.
Okay, so again, what's the number? So you had X number that you signed up last June, mm-hmm. and we're not even fully through the month. Do you mind sharing those? Or even if it's just a percentage?
Last month, we signed up 37 homes.
And so last year.
Last year in June.
Okay.
Let's take May because we're in June. So last year in May, we signed up, I think it was 22, 23 homes.
Okay.
This year in May, we signed up 37.
Okay. So that's about a 70% increase.
Correct. And last year, June, I think we did 28, 29. This year, then June, we've done 45. And it's only the 22nd.
Yeah. So you're going to do well over 50.
Yeah, we're going to do well over 50 in the month of June.
So you're hearing that correctly, folks. So if you sign up 50 new properties and you make $3,000 a year on those properties, you're adding $150,000 of annual revenue to your business every month. So that's real. That's real life business and real life, somebody who's actually doing that.
It's a testimonial for you. You should pat yourself on the back.
And, you know, like I said, I don't want to come here and just, you know.
But people want to know about this. I don't care about your sales pitch persona. It doesn't sound like a pitch to me.
Like I said, we have 1,000 people.
Right. Want to know.
We've had 30 people that have left us, 20 of which were through an acquisition of some sort.
Sure.
So our people, when they're with us, they stay with us. And we come out with a product like that because we think it's going to work and it's going to add value. I don't want your money if it doesn't add value.
Yeah.
And believe me, that adds way more value to your business than what you're paying me. And I love to hear that. That's exactly why it's there. So, you know, like I said, you have to have some existing lead flow to make it work. You
got people to see
it first. If you're not there yet, or if you're brand new, you might have to do some pay-per-click out. You know, if you do some pay-per-clicks and you can generate a few leads that way, it might be worth adding the advanced marketing platform on top
of
to it.
Think of the pay-per-click ads. The title of the ad is click here for free
rental analysis
or automated. Yep. Rental market analysis or instant market analysis, you know, stuff like that. And the keywords
very
and
much.
The advertisements, very powerful to get people to click through on a Google ad. And then when they see your page, they say, oh, this is how it works. And it's very simple to sign up and they got the information they wanted. And guess who they're going to call or want to be called by when they see an opportunity to review that when they get it via email. Very cool system. So what other must-haves?
Okay.
So remember, all you San Antonio people out there, forget what we talked about.
or call me. All right. So, okay. So again, I like to take a measured approach. What's the goal? How do we get there? So if you've done your website, your Google Plus, your social media strategy, your advanced marketing platform, and you're still not achieving where you want to be, then the next thing is a content marketing strategy with video.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll give a plug out to the guys at 4.5. They're property management specific. They have hundreds of customers that use them. They do a very good job. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can do that on your own. But
that brings up a good point. I'm sorry to interrupt your flow, but you're talking about 4.5. And I totally agree with you. I think they're doing a great job what they do. Where does the lead go into a CRM platform? We didn't talk about that yet.
Okay. And that all depends on what you have set up.
Because you mentioned 4.5 and I thought.
Yeah, there's another great company in the NARPM space. And believe me, this is not, I'm just telling you what works, what people use. Yeah. And, you know, LeadSimple is a company that really automates your lead flows, you know, customer relationship management software specific to property management. You can set up campaigns with them. With the advanced marketing platform, if they do give us the email address, we can drop it right into LeadSimple. So, and that's another thing about the advanced marketing platform. It's completely automated. So you don't have to do any extra work. As a matter of fact, if you're doing the market analysis yourself, it's a huge reduction in the amount of work that you do. But the point is, you don't have to do anything else and spend any additional time in order to reach a much larger percentage of people that are visiting your website. Another thing that we'll talk about is trying to automate that process and trying to, you know, not contact them once. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, a lot of those people that are on that page are not ready to hire you right now.
Yeah.
If they're ready to hire you, they'll call you. They'll send you an email and they'll say, here's my money. I want, you know, I'm ready.
Yeah.
But if they're not at that stage yet, a high percentage of those people will be at some point, and that you want your company to be top of mind when that happens.
Yep.
So if they do give us their email address and you have a CRM like Lead Simple, now all of a sudden they're going to get 6, 8, 12, however many automated emails that you've already set up within your system.
That's the coolest
and now
part.
You've automatically sent them a pretty accurate rental analysis. And now they're going to hear from you, whatever campaign you put in place over the next, however long you've done it. Mm-hmm. And when they're ready and they've gotten a postcard from you, they've gotten a rental analysis from you, and now they're getting an email on whatever schedule you've created.
All automated.
That's
the coolest part.
So you don't have to do anything extra. And that's where most property managers, and I come from a property management family, so if I'm being disparaging, I have a right to be. That's where it all falls apart, is when you have to actually spend your time that when you're busy, The stuff that's not on fire is the stuff that goes to the wayside.
So we were talking about videos. I want you to dive more into that too.
So, you know, if you really want to start, and again, relevance, usage data, domain authority. If you want to appear in search, you've got to improve those areas. So, you know, we talked about and as a matter of fact, the AMP is actually like a widget that is interacted with, which shows usage, which shows that your site is being used every time they click that submit button. So there's another factor there.
Wow.
Google loves interactive widgets that people use on your site. So
you better break that down real slow because you said it quick. You used an acronym.
Automated
marketing.
Advanced marketing platform.
Yes.
Is a widget.
Correct.
That people have to interact with in order. So when they click submit, fill in their address, click submit, enter information, it shows Google that people are using your site. So that's a boost.
Remember,
to
Remember, I'm a former boost. Infantryman. You got to speak.
I know. Well, so I'm gonna have to go really slow. Yeah,
much gooder.
Much gooder. Yes.
Much gooder, and I'd have got it.
So that's another issue there. But again, improving relevance, usage data, domain authority. How do we do that? If you have a content strategy, now what is that? People say, what do I do for content? We just had that issue. We were sitting down trying to outline it, get it all perfect. And you're like, dude, let's just get on the microphone and start talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So every conversation that a property manager has with an owner or a tenant or whatever on a daily basis is a blog post.
What do I do
if my tenant's not paying rent? Record the call. There's your content. Have it transcribed. Put it on, and you know, preferably shoot the video, or even on the tenant side. We talked about the goal is to get new owners, but the way you get to that goal is relevance, usage data, domain authority. Now, there's interesting things you can put out there for tenants too.
And one of the things I just thought of for videos is if you're doing videos, try to get them transcribed to where there's scrolling subtitles at the bottom.
Okay.
Because when you're watching them on Facebook on your phone, you notice how they automatically play.
It's hard. Yes.
But most of the time we have our volume down. Yep. So we're on an airplane or wherever, but people can watch a video and read the subtitles and get what you're trying to say just in 30 or 40 seconds of watching it.
And not only that, when you transcribe it, there's your blog post.
Yes.
So you've got the video, you've got the blog post, you put some links in there, whatever you have to do. But the point behind doing a content marketing strategy, and again, I'll caveat everything, it's got to be good content. No, if you're doing bad content, you're wasting everybody's time and you're not going to get any credit for it because they're going to watch it for 2 seconds and drop off. But anyway, so what does content do? It makes you more relevant because now you're talking about, you're taking a much deeper dive into your industry. Again, we'll use the eviction example. You may have a website that makes you relevant for property management, but now you're getting detail relevant. So if there's an owner out there that is having an issue with eviction and you tell them what to do, they may not hire you. They may take your information and go use it for themselves and you don't make any money on it. But they did go to your website and they did watch your video for 3, 4, 5 minutes, which gives you all that usage data. You got a view on YouTube, which gives you a social signal back to your site. Mm-hmm. So you've gained something from that as well.
When people are doing those to-do videos and blogs, take the Home Depot approach.
Yeah.
Walk into Home Depot and say, I want to build a deck. And somebody there will tell you,
go to YouTube.
Do this, and they'll give you a list of 20 things to do and 50 things to buy, and they'll overwhelm you, and you'll be to the point where, okay,
Do you know a guy that builds decks?
Do you know guys that build decks? Can you do this for me?
Exactly.
So if you take that mindset and overwhelm people with the information that they do need, eventually they'll turn around and figure, well, you're the expert, so why don't I just have you do it for me?
Exactly. And again, we talked about relevance, usage data, domain authority. Makes you more relevant because it's taking a deep dive into a subject that's important to somebody that might want to hire you or a tenant that might want to rent from you. Usage data, they have to spend time on your site watching that. It takes time. Domain authority, if you have a YouTube channel, which you should if you're going to do video, those views, those likes, the way you do your description, and it all matters. It all helps create domain authority. So when you have a good video with good content, you just checked off all blocks to helping increase your results on a search page.
Inside the videos too, I do want to mention a couple things. We use a service called Virtually Incredible, and they edit all the videos in the background. When we shoot the videos, we send it to them. So let's say we do a marketing video of a home.
Yep.
We post it on the YouTube as a raw video. We send the link to Virtually Incredible, and they edit that video for us. They put in the intro, the outro, the music, the keywords, the meta tags, the data. They transcribe some of the comments in there.
That's my next piece, Virtually Incredible.
Bring it on,
baby. And not only that, but the way that they do it in the description is perfect. They put your address in there, which exactly matches your Google business page. So there's no confusion with Google. They know exactly who's putting this content together. They put multiple links in there. And if you can, embed that into your listings. We have a widget to do that. You don't have to use it.
Dive into
that. But if you can, I will.
Yeah, I will.
But I'm gonna give you the reasons why you should do that.
Okay.
So, and Virtually Incredible is by far the best. They're fantastic. I don't even know of anyone else who does it, but I wouldn't even bother looking because they do such a great job.
Full disclosure, I actually looked at insourcing that because I'm Mr. Know-It-All, right? Thinking I'm so smart. I had a long conversation with the CEO of Virtually Incredible, Todd Breen, and he basically set me straight, saying there's no way that any one person or any one team can replicate what they do.
Nope.
And would you agree with that?
I would. Like I said, they do it perfectly.
Yeah, because I talk to the PMs. They're like, no, I'll just do it myself. I'm smarter than everybody.
Okay. But here's why it's important. Almost every market across the country is very robust for rentals. You guys are not having trouble renting your properties. So you may ask, why am I going to waste my time with that? You're not. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but there's way, probably 20 times as many tenants out there that are interested in viewing your rental homes and seeing your inventory of properties and watching that video than there are investors that want to watch you talk about what happens when there's an eviction.
Totally.
If you look at any decent property video, it's going to have 400 to 1,000 views. If you look at any decent property management video, it'll have 50 to 150, depending on the topic.
So even if nobody had anything to say, if they were mute, they could go and film a home and get as much SEO clout as they needed.
And the reason it's important is because a couple of reasons. Relevance. Now you're more relevant for, by the way, the homes for rent search terms are also searched 20 times more than San Antonio Homes for Rent versus San Antonio Property Management. You're going to have 20 times as many searches for that. So you're relevant there. Usage data, again, now instead of just looking at a listing on your site, they're going to view it. They're going to watch the video and spend, and those home videos are generally 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes each. So they're going to, they're a lot. And the only reason you're going to watch the whole thing is because you may actually be interested in the house, which is exactly what they're going to do. And then you're going to get domain authority.
Well, don't glaze over that, because let's say that again. So people are watching the videos from start to finish.
That's correct. So if you put out crappy content, people watch it for 5 seconds and click away from it.
So you get a hit, but not an actual view.
That's right. If someone actually watches the entire video, you get a lot more credit for that view than you do for the view that took 5 seconds.
Yep.
And not only that, but you generally with property videos, you're going to get 5 to 10 times as many views as you're going to get from your other videos. Doing your listing videos, even though you're in an awesome rental market, that your stuff's renting in 4 or 5 days, it's still worth doing just because of the amount of domain authority. Every view is domain authority. Mm-hmm. Every like or every share is domain authority. So if you're not doing that with your listings, you're not taking advantage of the single best piece of content that you can create. And you don't have to think about what to do. Mm-hmm. It's a home. You go walk through it with your video and do a decent job. And yeah. there's great content. You have to go there anyway.
Yeah. All of our portfolio managers do videos for the homes and they just use their iPhones.
Not only that, but you know, like I said, not to blow Todd's head up too much, but there's also business purposes for those videos too. You know, show the owner what it looks like. Show the owner that you're doing a decent job. Show the owner that there really was damage that I billed you for, or whatever it might be. So, there's other reasons to do that other than just the marketing side. Sure. So those are probably, I'm trying to think if there's anything we forgot. I mean,
those are good.
Like
good
I said, there's people are varying levels of success. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that too, if you want. And, you know, cause people always ask me, well, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. It depends on your market.
Yeah.
And it depends on your goals and your market. So if you have really ambitious goals in a very competitive market, then your strategy is going to be totally different than if you have easy goals in a small market.
Well said.
And we can hit that on another podcast.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
So. Absolutely. This has been a great first episode. I'm going to have you here in studio tomorrow for another version of what we want to talk about. But this has been the first episode. So Dave, thanks for coming on. We'll pick this conversation up tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for having me, Brad.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Today's show is sponsored by the National Property Management Network, providing insurance products and services to property managers such as tenant liability insurance. Visit them at nationalpropertymanagement.com.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.